produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let them know that you're encouraged. Let them know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Hey, this is Josiah, your awesomely amazing hostess. Welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. And if no one has reminded you today, let me do it. You are awesomely amazing. Tonight, during our episode, we are going to be talking about the topic, You Are More Than Enough. Our key verse tonight comes from Psalm 139 and 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Tonight's topic, you are more than enough. About a year or so ago, the Holy Spirit told me to talk to women and let them know that they are more than enough. So tonight I am going to be talking to the women and anybody who is listening in the audience. And I just want to encourage you and let you know, you are more than enough. As a matter of fact, you are awesomely amazing. Be encouraged. I want to talk to someone tonight who may be feeling despair, depression, or feeling a lack of self-worth. Maybe you feel like you keep coming up short in life. Maybe you feel like you're not enough. I want to talk to that person who is one step away from going back to something that they've been delivered from. Perhaps you were delivered from alcohol, drugs, nicotine, fleshly desires, or a bad relationship, and you just on the verge, one step away from going back to that thing because something, someone, somewhere has you believing you are not enough, but you are more than enough. Who told you you were not enough? I just want people for a moment to ponder that thought. Who told you you were not enough? Maybe it was that last relationship with that individual. That last relationship was supposed to be your last relationship. I get it. Perhaps you invested your all, expended your time and energy, and still it wasn't enough. May I suggest to you that if you're thinking you are not enough, let's just look at it another way. Could it be you were enough, more than enough, but that person, that situation was not what you required to be your best? Who or what has led you to believe that you are not enough? Every time you turn on the TV, there's some type of reality TV show that's on. Could it be these reality TV shows where people have had a ton of surgeries to accomplish a look? You know, many people are killing themselves and spending an enormous amount of money to obtain an artificial look of beauty. Trust me, I'm not knocking things to enhance your beauty. I love me some good lip gloss, mascara. I love me some good extensions. But sometimes these people that are on TV have gone way too far. Even with enhancing your beauty, that still should not define you. You should still feel good in your temple as it is, without all those things. I'm just simply saying, you define what beauty is for you. And I just want you to remember that when God created you, He equipped you with everything you needed to be more than enough. Let's go to Genesis, the first chapter, verses 26 and 27. And I'm going to read it to you from the NIV. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." Verse 27. So God created human beings in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. So, we were created in God's image. Okay? That is so powerful right there. So whenever you begin to think that you are not enough, know that you are more than enough. You were created in the image of God. The Most High is, after God, there is no other. It doesn't get any higher than that. Okay? So when society begins to hand you these notions that you are not enough, you're coming up short, you're going to have to stop and check yourself and give yourself a reality check and remember whose image you are created in. You are more than enough. There's this tendency to believe. If we acquire more things in life, life will be better. If we get the bigger home, car, more money, then we will be more than enough. The thing is, that's not necessarily true. I want to give you a little insight into a conversation that I had a couple years ago when I was traveling from Vegas to Chicago. I was reading Bobby Brown's autobiography on the plane, and this gentleman, he came and he sat in his seat. He was in the middle seat. I was in the seat next to the window, and he kind of nestled in it. Just really friendly guy, just full of life. And so he says, you know, what are you reading? And I told him. And we began to have a very interesting conversation on this lengthy plane ride. If you've ever taken a plane ride from Vegas to Chicago, it's about 4 hours. So I welcomed the conversation with him because 4 hours is a long time to be sitting. But anyways, we began to discuss what we thought life would be like if we were celebrities. You know, we would have the status, we would have the money, we would feel like we have arrived in life, and we would feel like we were more than enough. But then we begin to ponder another point, and I'm not saying this is true of all celebrities, so let me put that disclaimer out there. But we begin to wonder why you see some celebrities like turn to drugs or just make bad decisions. And so we arrived at, and anybody could, so let me stop right here. Anybody could do that, but our conversation was on celebrities, okay? And so we came to the conclusion that not just with celebrities, but just with men in general, that no matter what they attain or achieve, there's always this craving for more. It's almost like the appetite is never fulfilled. I mean, and you think about it. Think about holidays when people have plate after plate after plate, like Thanksgiving or, you know, barbecues and things like that. Maybe they're not eating plate after plate after plate in one sitting, but during the day. And that's just because sometimes people are eating just because they see something, not even because they're hungry, but it's just because they see they want. So it's kind of like that's kind of how fleshly nature is never satisfied. The more that there is available, there's the more that there's that want. Seemingly, they never feel like they have enough. And we kind of talked about, you know, well, why do you suppose people turn to drugs, and especially the people who have seemingly what he and I thought was more than enough? And again, it's just that notion that there's always a want for something else. But I think even on a more deeper level, it's because we haven't realized we are more than enough. And so we tend to want more. And we tend to believe that the more that we get, that life is going to be better. But I want to say this to you. I want to say what Paul said. I'm not going to try to say it in my own words. Let me use Paul's words. So we're going to go to Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 11, excuse me. And I'm reading again from the NIV. Just give me a second. This print is so small. But Paul says this, and I think we have to get to this point in our life when we're feeling that we're not enough or that we need more and more and more. I've already told you we are more than enough. We've been equipped because we're made in God's image. But sometimes when we feel like we just need something else to complete us, I want to tell you what Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. Now that's Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. That's from the NIV. He gives you the secret to life, how to live, how to understand where you are and to be content. And so again, as I wrap up the show tonight, I want to let you know you are more than enough. You are awesomely amazing. And I just want to leave you with our key verse for tonight, which is Psalms 139, verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. Have an awesomely amazing evening.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on. He'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, That's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole V.
Well, it's Travel Thursday, and we are back in the studio and talking with Kathy Killen with Royal Caribbean International. I'm super excited to be talking cruises, so let's set sail. Hey, Kathy.
Good. Hello there, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you. So excited to have you as a part of the show today. I know I have so many people really excited to hear more about the wonderful things that Royal Caribbean has going on and all the great things that destinations they can sail to and all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and get started. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Royal Caribbean for those that have never cruised before? Tell us what Royal Caribbean offers.
Well, first off, I have to say I'm very excited that you invited me onto this show because I think that there is a little bit of misinformation out there as far as just the fact that cruising continues to grow. As a matter of fact, over the last 4 years, cruising has grown by 20.5%, and they continue to see those numbers climb every year, even with last year and this year. Looks like it's going to exceed what we did last year at Royal Caribbean as far as bringing on more passengers, bringing out more cruise ships. But I really think, Nicole, probably the biggest reason why I think it continues to grow is because of the value. Because when you think about what it would take for someone to go on vacation, for example, start thinking about in your head the math. How much would it cost for an oceanfront hotel per night? Then on top of that cost, I want you to go ahead and start adding in how much would it cost for your family to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and let's say that you do that times 7 nights. Now what are you looking at cost-wise? Not to mention, of course, entertainment. What about all of the things that people like to do on vacation, like go swimming and go to shows and all sorts of different activities that are included as part of a cruise? And I really think that one of the beauties of the Royal Caribbean product, because I've actually been in this business now for over 25 years. I started off as a travel agent. I used to work on board ships for 5 years, traveling all over the world. And then, of course, I came home and got my land legs back, and I've been with Royal Caribbean for 10 years now. I just love the Royal Caribbean product because there is something for everyone. Doesn't matter if they're older, if they're younger, they're traveling with children, they're traveling without children. Maybe your clients don't want to see children. We have phenomenal kid programs, so the kids all gravitate towards that. So with adult-only solariums and fantastic food and menu items and entertainment, and you wrap all that up into a floating hotel that goes with you to experience all these different ports, I can't stress enough the value of what that brings to their vacation dollar.
That is so true. I know I've had experience with cruising, and then Royal offers so much, beautiful ships, just so much to do. I was so impressed. I got an opportunity to actually do a ship inspection, and it was just the coolest thing, to be on the ship and see all the things that they offer. But I was really impressed with the kids area. The kids area is outstanding, and I know a lot
and
of people.
And it's complimentary.
Families.
It's free. It's
and
included
yes,
as part of their cruise.
That.
So if the parents want to go out to dinner at nighttime and then go to a show, we have an award-winning Adventure Ocean program. That's what it's called, and that's our youth program with experienced counselors, with all age-appropriate activities. We're one of the only cruise companies with 5 different age groups. And I think that's another reason why it's been so successful for families, because the kids get out of it what they want to get out of their vacation, and that also leaves time for people like parents or grandparents or whatnot to get out of their vacation what they want out of it. And then there's a beauty in that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, it's something to do for everybody. And everybody gets that downtime, you know, just to kind of break away. Because when you go on vacation, that's exactly what you want to do. So what kind of specials or anything fun happening with Royal Caribbean?
I am so happy that you asked me that, because right now we are running a promotion for the month of April. So as of the end of this month, it will go bye-bye. So they do need to, of course, contact you, let you them know as far as what they're looking to do, because I know you would ask as far as what sort of ships we have. They have 25 ships to choose from. But I will say right now it's buy one, get one 50% off. That's going on for the month of April.
Wow.
But probably the biggest promotion that we have for this month only is kids sail free. So if they are flexible with their dates, yes. Now, I will tell you there are some blackout dates, of course, as far as Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving, so your peak times as far as maybe Easter break or summer vacation. But if you have kids that are younger, I know for me, I have two kids of my own, and there's a downtime right before the week of Christmas where kids are sailing free. I'm like, they're
awesome.
Light on the homework at that point anyway. And I'm like, you know what, my kids, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take them out of school. So some families are okay with that, some are not. But if they're flexible or their children are 12 and under, they will be able to sail free if they're flexible with their dates. I'm telling you, it saves people a ton of money. And that is for sailings that are loaded. The sailing window is from May 1st of this year through May 15th of next year. But they have to book it with their deposit. And those deposits are $100 per person for under 5 nights as far as their cruise is concerned. But if it's a 5-night or longer cruise, it's a $250 deposit. So they would need to figure out what ship and sailing date that they want to go on. They would need to contact you for pricing and then book it with their deposit before this promotion goes away.
That's not bad at all. That's an awesome deal. That is definitely an awesome deal. So let's talk about Royal Caribbean and what destinations do you all sail to? Because I know that's always a big question for people. Some people don't necessarily want to do the Caribbean. They want to do something different. Maybe they've done the Caribbean in the past. So where
Absolutely.
Else is Royal Caribbean?
Well, of course, Caribbean being part of our name, Nicole, of course, we're going to have a ton of options for people to go to the Caribbean. With that being said, as I mentioned, we have 25 ships that are globally deployed all over the world. So if they, again, are looking to experience, maybe they want to go to Alaska. Maybe they want to do Europe. Maybe they want to do Australia and New Zealand or Canada and New England for the fall foliage or even over the summertime. Maybe they want to go up to Bar Harbor, Maine or Halifax, Nova Scotia. There's lots of different options for people to be able to go and enjoy. Again, when you look at everything that's taken care of as far as, you know, think about this even for Europe. We have a 7-night Western Mediterranean, which is probably one of the most popular itineraries for first-time vacationers to Europe. Because, again, you're unpacking once. Somebody else is basically taking you from port to port where the ship pulls right up. You get off the ship, you go on your shore excursions, but you come back. You don't have to worry about going in and out of hotels, in and off of buses, unpacking, packing. I know when I went to Europe, I've done it both ways. And I will say that a cruise, hands down, is the best way to experience Europe, especially if you're looking for some of those really popular ports of call like Rome or Barcelona or maybe the French Riviera with Monte Carlo, or maybe they want to go see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, and again, when you look at everything included with, and I don't know if anybody's ever tried to price out hotels over in Europe, you can't beat the price. So Europe, here's another thing I want people to realize too. I realize, of course, we have a ton of ships doing the Caribbean, but if you want to go to Alaska, we now have the best ship in Alaska starting in May of this year. She's already coming back next year. Alaska for next summer is already available for people to book. We have a 7-night round trip up into Alaska out of Seattle, and that's on the Ovation of the Seas, which is the second largest ship class in the world. Tons of balconies. They have this thing called the North Star, which is a glass bubble, looks like a glass bubble on a crane that takes about 16 people 300 feet above the water surface for a panoramic view. It's got Ripcord by iFly, so if people want to go ahead and experience that whole skydiving simulator, there's a circus trapeze school. We got the largest indoor sport complex at sea on the ship. Not to mention, probably one of the best things about the Ovation of the Seas that does this seven-night Alaska cruise round trip out of Seattle is the fact that every single interior cabin that normally does not have a window, an interior cabin means they don't have a window, but on this ship, every single one of those cabins has what they call a virtual balcony. So it's about the size of a door that shows people real live footage of what is going on outside when they're inside their interior cabin. And there's no other ship out there that has that. No other ship out there has that. It's perfect for families. It's wonderful because, again, it can save people money on round-trip airfare because it's round-trip out of Seattle. But we do have three ships that do Alaska for next summer. We still have availability even for this summer. So if people are looking to go for this summer, keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I know I'm just so impressed with all the stuff that Royal Caribbean offers and, you know, the dining options. Let's talk about the dining options because I know a lot of people, when they think everything is a buffet on a cruise ship, and it's not.
Oh, goodness,
so can we talk about our specialty dining and some of the other options that Royal offers?
Absolutely. So, of course, we do have a place called the Windjammer Marketplace, which is our buffet that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they switch out the menu items. They do cook-to-order food stations that change out every single evening if people are looking for a more casual environment for dining. However, with that being said, there are tons of other dining options available. Number one is going to be in our main dining room. Our main dining room is where you basically come into the dining room, excuse me, you sit down and you're presented a menu. You can do that for breakfast. You can do that for lunch. And, of course, dining times for dinner at night, there are basically three different options if they're looking to eat in the main dining room. Because, again, the menu is what rotates every evening. So they're getting numerous amounts of different appetizers, soups and salads and entrees and desserts. And, again, they pick off of that menu, and they basically tell their wait staff what they would like. And, of course, it's a fine dining experience. And that's all included as part of their cruise, but they can do early seating, which is around 6 o'clock at night, or they can choose late seating, which is usually around 8 o'clock at night. Or we have a third option, which is called My Time Dining, which is where they can eat in the main restaurant, but they pick and choose their time between 5:30 and 9:30. So there's lots of flexibility. And then on top of that, there is room service. There is, we also, of course, have specialty dining. So if people are looking to experience a special event, maybe they want to have a date night or celebrate something like a special birthday or occasion. We do have these specialty dinings, everything from a steakhouse to hibachi, sushi. We also have this famous, Jamie Oliver has his restaurant on board our ships called Jamie's Italian, which is your farm-to-table sort of fresh Italian phenomenal food. And again, those are specialty restaurants, so they do have a charge associated with those. But again, if people are looking to experience a more high-end, very intimate, different sort of experience, we have that for those people as well. Now, I will say, as someone who grew up with eight brothers and sisters and I put myself through college, I consider myself a little bit of a frugal person when it comes to my vacation. And I'm a firm believer that everything that I already paid for my cruise, I'm going to get where it's already included. And believe me, there are tons of options. I might go to a specialty restaurant maybe once for a date night. Kids can go into Adventure Ocean, and me and my husband would go get a dining experience to celebrate something special. But I'm not everyone. There's a lot of people out there that really love specialty dining experiences, and that's their thing. And if people like that sort of specialty dining, the more that they do the specialty dining, of course, there's dining packages where they could get discounts. And again, all of that is just more options because we realize that not all consumers are built the same way. They're not just like me. A lot of times they might like that sort of experience every night of their cruise, and that's great for them. And again, there's everything in between depending on what people are looking to get out of their vacation.
I love it. And Kathy, I'm taking a group, and I know we talked about this just recently. I'm taking a group in August on the Symphony of the Seas. We're super excited about that. So we booked Central Park balcony rooms, and I remember when you told me all the perks that came with that, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that, but group.
Nicole,
are,
you're going to be on the newest ship in the fleet?
Yeah, yeah, I'm super excited. Super excited.
Yay.
So tell us about Symphony of the Seas. What all
okay,
do you have
so,
to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start, Nicole? Okay, so the Symphony of the Seas is the newest ship in our fleet. It just came out last year. It is the newest ship doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean or 7-night Western Caribbean out of Miami. And this ship is the biggest in the world. What I think is very special about this class of ships, because the Symphony is actually the fourth ship in the Oasis class model. So they're all the same make and model. They all have 7 distinct neighborhoods. Central Park neighborhood, Boardwalk neighborhood. There's the Pool and Sports Zone neighborhood. There is the Royal Promenade neighborhood. So there's 7 neighborhoods that pull different interests, and that's why I think the ship flows so well. In 50-plus years of shipbuilding, this is the most successful class of ships ever launched. And there's a reason for that, because of the design of the ship. So as you were mentioning, Nicole, your balconies, there are, because there's nothing else in the world like this ship, we have what's called neighborhood balconies. So on the Symphony of the Seas, as well as Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and Harmony of the Seas, which are their sister ships in the Oasis class, they all have these neighborhood balconies. So Central Park balconies, they're located in the middle of the ship. So think about this. You're in the middle of the ship. You come out onto your balcony. You look up, and you're looking up at blue sky in the middle of a ship. And then you're overlooking this place called Central Park, which has 15,000 live trees, plants, shrubs. It's got an on-site horticulturist that does 2 daily guided tours a day. Dining, white twinkly lights at nighttime. There's dining through there. There's a place called Central Park Cafe, which is one of the complimentary restaurants that serves the best roast beef sandwiches with au jus sauce and this fantastic horseradish sauce and this freshly baked bread. You got to make sure that you go get one of those, Nicole, because they are my favorite sandwiches.
Absolutely.
But that's okay. Just one of the neighborhoods. But those balconies in Central Park, because they're very unique, we actually added free amenities to them. So if you book a Central Park balcony, automatically, when you come into your room, you're going to have a bottle of wine waiting for you. You are going to have an invitation to experience one of the specialty dinings for lunch. And then you're also going to get a private casino gaming session for 2 people. Those 3 perks are automatically included when people book Central Park balconies. Now, there is another neighborhood called the Boardwalk neighborhood, which is on the back of the ship that overlooks the Boardwalk neighborhood. So it's got the Aqua Theater on the back of the ship. You can actually see the wake of the ship in the ocean because, again, when you step out onto your Boardwalk balcony, you look up and there's blue sky, but then because they're located at the back of the ship, they can see the wake of the ship in the ocean. But what's really cool about the Boardwalk area is the fact that the Aqua Theater is right there. So besides shops and restaurants, people can actually see the Aqua Theater show from their Boardwalk balcony. And on top
That's
of that,
cool.
They also get 3 extra included perks. So when they step into their room, when they come on board, they're going to be welcome. When they come in, they're going to have 2 souvenir cups for 2 free unlimited soda packages. They're going to get Johnny Rockets for 4, which is normally a special. There's a cover charge for Johnny Rockets. That's included for a family of 4. And then on top of that, they're going to get a private rock climbing wall session for their family. So Central Park balconies, they tend to attract more couples. It's very romantic. It's very serene. But they do attract families as well, just depending on what families are looking for. But Boardwalk balconies, this is good for families. It's good for couples. I know I'm a big-time people watcher. I love to sit out on my Boardwalk balcony and just kind of people
yes.
watch. But noise is a non-issue because they do shut everything down at a decent time at night. And as soon as you shut those sliding glass doors, you can't hear anything anyway. And to get those free perks, and again, there's nothing in the industry like it, which is why they sell so well.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah, that's so awesome. So I know I want to just publicly say thank you to you, Kathy, because I had the most exhilarating experience when we were at our conference just recently, being able to go whale watching. And so, you know, I always tell everybody about that. I was like, have the most. And Royal sponsored that trip, that excursion.
Yes, we did.
And it was so much fun. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't swim. And so to be out there at night and all that water, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I did it, and I just had a great time. And I really want to say thank you again. I know I've thanked you 1,000 times, but that was an awesome experience for me. So I really try to encourage people when they take a cruise, get out there and do something different. Look for those excursions. There's all kinds of things to do. And you can pick these ahead of time. They can pick them ahead of time, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there's a once they get a booking number, they can go onto the RoyalCaribbean.com website with their booking number, and they can see exactly the shore excursions that are available in every single port. And what's nice about the shopping cart that we have on the shore excursion site, Nicole, is that they can actually, mm-hmm. they can shop by interest. So some might be looking for cultural, or maybe they might be looking for more dining or culinary experiences. Some people might be looking for family-friendly adventures. They might also be looking for eco-friendly shore excursions. So depending on what people are looking for, there's buckets that they can actually pick and choose, and it narrows down the choices based off of what their interests are. So it's super easy to shop. There's tons of availability as well as options for them based off of what they're looking to do as well as their budget. Everything from walking tours to guided tours on a motor coach to really see the scenery, half-day tours, full-day tours that include lunches ashore. So it really just depends on what they're looking to do, as well as, of course, where they are going to experience. So lots of options available for them.
Well, I appreciate you, Kathy, for taking some time out of your busy schedule, because I know how busy it must be for you guys this time of the year. But I do appreciate you for stopping by Travel Uncorked and sharing with us all the good things about Royal Caribbean. And I really want to encourage people to take advantage of the current special. You can't beat kids, the kids sale free. You cannot beat
kids sale free. Buy one, get one, 50% off. And
yes,
I will tell you, especially for our first-time cruisers, Nicole, have them contact you for more information, because a lot of our first-time cruisers, you know, we have 2 brand-new ships that are doing the 3- and 4-night Bahama cruises that are stopping at our newest port of call in the Caribbean called Perfect Day at Coco Cay, which is debuting next month. Next month. It's coming up that quick. So exciting.
So exciting. Perfect timing. Well, Kathy, again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you. I may call on you later on if we have more interest about Royal, which I'm sure we will. But I appreciate you taking time out and joining me on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.